session number 19853, Reel 4.
Brigadier Firth, Reel 4.
Brigadier Joe Kendrew came round early one morning and had a look at the position. As brigadiers will, he stood in the most dangerous place in full view of the Chinese. And I suppose if you're a brigadier, there's not much point in going to the front line if you start sitting at the bottom of the trench. But I was a bit itchy. And anyway, from what he saw, he felt that if a major attack came, it would be better to have a fresh company there. And we all knew that a major attack was brewing. In fact, every night when I came on the radio to battalion headquarters, the conversation used to start, tonight might be the night, which sort of very cheering for you. But it hadn't happened yet, and the brigadier felt that when it did happen, they wanted a fresh company. So we changed over with the Baron's company, Major Baron Emmett, on the next little hill next door, and we changed over with him. And we'd hardly got organized, and he'd hardly got organized in the new positions in facing the Chinese. Then the big attack came in, and much has been written about it, and there's no good, I don't think, expanding on it here. But everybody did their stuff most marvelously. And the Baron was cool and calm and collected in the centre of things. And the artillery were marvellous, and the tanks were marvellous. And towards the end of the night, my company, B Company, next to the hook, had to send in two platoons to counterattack and clear the hook for what Chinese were left on it. And Lieutenant David Gilbert Smith, who played rugby for Scotland and was a great man, took his platoon, and Tom Rothery, the National Service platoon commander of great excellence, took his platoon up there, and Mike Campbell Lamerton, who also played rugby for Scotland and the Lions, took his platoon up there, and between them they cleared what was left of the Chinese out of the trenches. Tom Rothery always says that when he commanded the leading platoon of the leading company of the whole Commonwealth Division on the hook, he said, The platoon commander before me was killed, and the platoon commander after me was killed. And so it was. And so he was lucky to be alive, and a very good chap, Tom Rothery. I know him to this day. And so the hook was won. And the Brigadier Joe Kendrew said of us, "The Dukes did all I asked. They held the hook." And that, I think, is all I can say about the Korean War. We were taken out then, and there was fighting after that, and a lot of people were killed, and but we weren't in it. Other battalions took over, and shortly after that, our year was up, and we withdrew to Gibraltar.
What was the attitude towards the Chinese enemy?
The Chinese were rather like the Japanese. They were hard men and very, very good infantry. And they were fearless patrollers. And you just had to be ready and fight hard to beat them. And I've got to say that the Royal Artillery fire rarely made sure we won. We had these marvellous shells which could be adjusted to explode some 30 feet up over the heads of the Chinese, and we, knowing they were going off, would have our heads well down, the general artillery situation was absolutely terrific, and they really did their stuff, as did the tanks, who were exposed, sitting out in the open through all this. It wasn't a tanking war, they were just highly vulnerable pillboxes, but they were marvellous too. I think that's about all I can say, but I'd just like to say, going back to the Second World War, when we were in Peshawar and training in frontier warfare, and it would be appreciated that there we were in hard, dry, barren, rocky hills, being engaged by some of the finest infantry in the world, although totally underarmed, at a range of 500 yards, whereas the next minute we found ourselves in thick country and burp guns at point-blank range. And we just weren't prepared for jungle fighting. Equipped or in training or experience. Whereas in the Chindit operations, we were highly trained, 6 months trained for a single purpose. And in Korea, the battalion had come straight from Germany and were fully trained general purpose infantrymen, and there again were well prepared for the job they had to do. The other thing about the Burma fighting was that the lack of communication. We had no radios. There we were, three brigades, the other side of the wrong side of the Satang, none of whom could speak to each other or know exactly where they were or what they were doing, nor indeed did the army commander, the Rangoon side of the river, know precisely what was happening. And the ghastly lack of communication. Yes.